This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Terra Nova Earth Talks. We speak with cutting-edge experts and wise elders from across the globe on the issues and action our Earth is calling for. Brought to you by the Terra Nova Foundation, driving environmental change through human connection and collective action.
Welcome to Terra Nova Earth Talks. I'm joined in the studio today by Laura Gartner from Plains FM. We thought we might introduce the podcast Earth Talks by talking a little bit about how it all began. So, Laura, welcome. Welcome to your own studio.
Oh, thank you. I have to say, it's lovely to be with you, Rose, but being on this side of the microphone probably isn't my preferred place to be at Plains FM. But it is nice to be with you and talk about the origins of your wonderful program.
Yeah, great. Well, let's get stuck in and talking about it. First of all, I guess, let me talk about the intros to how Earth Talks came about from a Terra Nova perspective, because that happened before we met you. So what we wanted to do was have a podcast that started to look at the real issues, because there's an awful lot of environmental chit-chatter out there. And so we wanted to cut through and get some real experts who could just take us straight to the key point and distill all of the kind of noise, the environmental sustainability noise, and it's increasing, and get right down to what are the key issues that we need to think about. But most importantly, how can we make a contribution? How can we take action? And so every podcast will have some sort of link to how you can get involved or what action you can take in your home or in your location, in your neighborhood, or in your country, if that's if you have some sort of position that can do that. So that's what kicked it off. But then we had a conversation, Laura and I, about, well, actually, why don't we combine forces here? And we're both aligned. But what did you think when I came to you?
Okay. So my origin story with you, Rose, goes way back to your first Te Ao Earth Week.
Ah, very good.
Do you remember
good.
That
yes.
last year?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had organized a whole week's worth of amazing speakers talking about all sorts of things, business in the environment, philanthropy in the environment, art in the environment. And I just found out about it. I remember, I think, a couple of days before you were ready to go in the Arts Center, and I asked to record it because that's exactly the kind of content that we want to amplify and promote on Plains FM. And so it was a mad scramble, wasn't it, to get recording gear into the Arts Center and get all set up. So that's how we met. And yeah, your values align with our values. Our values are to amplify marginalized voices. Mm. And I mean, the environment, I would consider a marginalized voice.
I have to agree, which is what the name Earth Talks. We need to get a bit more into the shoes of Earth and what she would say, I think, because we tend to often look at Earth as a commodity, you know.
That's right.
How can we kind of just use it or exploit it, I guess, as a sort of become normalized, actually, I think. So we really want to let Earth come through, you know. Earth is our home planet, so how about we allow her to come through? And I say home because home and her, because Earth is not just our host as a species, but Mother Earth is the mm-hmm. is the affectionate, nurturing term, if you like, for this planet.
Yeah. And that series, Te Ao Earth Week series, that we broadcast and podcast on Plains FM was really fantastic. It was so innovative. The speakers you had, and got quite a few podcast hits. And so the natural step then was, hey, let's keep doing this because there's a whole lot more to say.
Yeah.
So when you had your idea for bringing this program to life, we definitely were happy to partner with you.
It was a joyful reunion to come into the studio for the podcast. And you're right, we had incredible speakers. And some of those are coming back for the podcast, I'm pleased to say, on finance, like you say, business, all different types of businesses that are genuinely doing things. None of this greenwashed kind of just marketing pieces, but genuine commitment to doing a business that works with the planet as opposed to on top of it or taking away from it. So, yeah, really, really cool. As well as philanthropic, yeah, we had a wonderful speaker there that is going to be back into this podcast too. So, yeah, really looking forward to having those.
Can I just ask a little bit about you, Rose? You're the host of this program.
Yeah, sure.
You're the founder of Terra Nova Foundation. Mm. Can you just tell me a little bit about why you're so passionate about these issues and what Terra Nova Foundation is all about?
Wow. Okay. So, like you, I prefer to ask the questions, but yes, sure. So I guess the Terra Nova came about because, there's a few reasons, but I had spent grew up in Aotearoa, New Zealand, but then in my 20s, I went over to Britain and then spent the next 20 years in Europe. So, and over there, I was doing quite significant social and environmental change and across countries and various things. And then I returned just prior to COVID back to Aotearoa, New Zealand, and I found that there was a real lack of urgency. Not just here, but everywhere in the world. It's like everybody was talking about climate change and this and that, but the match with behavior just didn't really happen for some reason. People are getting overwhelmed and almost paralyzed and weren't actually doing anything. And yet our contributions are incredible. And collectively, our contributions can totally change the world and quickly. I think often people think it's a long game, but it's amazing what you can do in a short time. So that was the kind of the generating Terra Nova and setting it up and getting it going and to really focus on root causes, which I'm afraid to say, when it comes to the environment, it's not the environment, it's humans. Mm. Interaction with the environment. So that's where we've landed and we're taking action with that. And then the podcast was part of that, is to start sharing these incredible stories and people with expertise in these areas to share that and to, as I said before, to cut through some of the noise. Because I find it difficult sometimes trying to ponder all these different approaches and avenues for contributions. It's just like, whoa, what do I do? What's the best use of my time? I'm busy. How can I do something that's really sharp and to the point and makes an
effective
impact? Oh, totally effective. Yeah.
So can you give us an idea of who people might be able to listen to in future episodes?
Yeah, sure. So we have local and global. So that's there's some speakers that we had from Tile Earth Week as well last year. And local, so we say local, but real experts. We've got some incredible work happening down under here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and particularly in Ototahi Christchurch. It's just a hive of really innovative thinkers. So we're bringing some of those people into the studio, which is wonderful. And then globally, we're connecting up with some of the top experts. And we have people like Tim Jarvis, who's an incredible explorer, but not just an explorer. His contribution is multiplied by his raising awareness of some of the real canaries in the mine when we look at Antarctica and And also he's doing work in his own property in Australia. I mean, he's just incredible. We've got Janik Makbul. She's a digital mind with right on top of things in the digital space with AI and technology and data. And it's just wonderful to have her. A whole range of people. Hannah Duda has come in. She's talking about some of the examples in Otatahi around business and also many projects that are going on. So really, fascinating stuff. Mm. Really good. I'm terribly lucky to have these people in my life and in the room to be recording. So it's great.
I'm just thrilled that we're going to be able to have really in-depth, innovative, environmental champions that will also offer some practical info.
Yeah, get involved. We want everyone just getting involved from their point of view, from their contribution, right? Everyone's contribution is going to be different. So the idea is to help inspire and show what kind of magic you can bring to the world, really. Just tell me, though, about the Plains FM. You've mentioned it's going to be podcast and broadcasted.
Yes.
What are we talking here? What's the difference between?
Oh, right. Okay. So Plains FM is a community access radio station. And for those listening, I mean, they love us anyways because they're listening to us. We've been going for 35 years in the central city of Otatahi, Christchurch. We have, at the moment, well over 120 different programs that are broadcast within the terrestrial area of Canterbury.
Right.
Is available at 96.9 FM frequency. But we also live stream. So any of our programs can be listened to on a computer anywhere all over the world at the time that they're broadcast. And we create podcasts from almost all of our programs. And these podcasts are just individual, episodes that people can access on demand whenever they want. Again, on our website, plainsfm.org.nz, under the program name.
Yeah.
But also we link to Spotify and Apple podcasts as well. So there's quite a broad distribution.
It's wonderful, though. The one thing I really love about Plains FM is that it's getting a really diverse set of viewpoints. You know, often you listen to a radio station and you kind of go, oh, that's that station, that has that thing. But here it's like an eclectic mix of, and it's such a refreshing station to listen to because you almost don't know what's going to come on next. And it could be from, one of the Samoan program shows and wonderful podcasts and broadcasting broadcaster programs from there. Or it could be environment like us, or it could be to do with some sort of therapy approach, or it seems limitless.
Absolutely, yes. Well, that's why we exist. As I alluded to before, our main goal is to amplify marginalized voices. Having said that, we welcome anybody in the community who's not a professional, who has something to say, has an idea, has a passion. Come to us; we'll help you express that in the media. Yeah. We have many different languages. We have about 19 different languages that are represented. You're right. When you tune in, you might hear Sinhalese conversation and music.
Yeah.
And so it really can introduce you to the wider world, but with a local perspective.
Yeah, definitely the inspiration from the city just keeps coming. It's a gift that just keeps coming, I think. There's just incredible people here, and it's a pleasure to share it with the world, I tell you. It's great.
So this is going to be a weekly podcast and radio program. It's going to be broadcast Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and available, everywhere all over the world because we're live streamed. And, of course, the podcast is on demand on the Plains FM website.
It is.
As well as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So there's heaps to look forward to.
We've got, you mentioned Tuesday, 4 o'clock for Terra Nova Earth Talks. That's the broadcasted time. That's New Zealand standard time
for
4 p.m. in the afternoon. So 1,600 hours for those in the European countries who prefer that. and also, we are on the podcast, as you say. We also have links for each of our podcasts. So we quite often reference different action or things that we think might be useful to a topic or links to the individuals that we are actually interviewing. We have all of that we collate and put on the Terra Nova site. So Terra Nova's website is terranova.foundation. That's it. Just T-E-R-R-A-N-O-V-A dot foundation. And that then gives you a bit of an entry point if you want a little bit of a oversight of what some of the podcasts contain. And then, yeah, then get on to Plains FM. It's all there.
So exciting to be launching this with you, Rose.
Yeah, it's, I'm really super excited and really looking forward to the podcasts that come.
Mm-hmm. So who have we got coming up first?
Ah, so we're starting with place. So we're based in Otatahi, Christchurch. And so we have picked a local to kick off. But she's really making big strides internationally in philanthropy and the environment. Amy Carter from the Christchurch Foundation. So we're talking to her about some of the ways that she's utilising resources to get into incredible environmental projects and to really lever some of the resources that she's got for maximum impact. It's quite extraordinary how when you give, you're often not sure where it goes and what happens to it. So she's taken this and really lifted it and said, right, we've got these resources. How can we make the biggest environmental impact we can with them? So really looking forward to that podcast. So
great choice.
Tune in to Amy for next time. So join us again next week for Terra Nova Earth Talks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Terra Nova Earth Talks. For more information on the content and links from this podcast, go to the Terra Nova website. That's terranova.foundation. To listen to other interviews in this series, go to the Plains FM website. That's plainsfm.org.nz. Search for Terra Nova Earth Talks. Also on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Bye for now.